This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A coalition of 20 conservation groups want the state legislature to restore Governor Jared Polis's housing bill. The bill would have forced local governments to allow more residential density. It was largely gutted last week. Kelly Nordini is with Conservation Colorado.
We're obviously disappointed with the changes made, but we believe there's a path forward to make a bigger positive impact for affordability and climate.
The Senate passed the diminished bill last week. It now moves to the House. The state's database of law enforcement officers is classified, the Colorado Court of Appeals decided last week. CPR's Justice Reporter Lucretia Wembley has more.
After Colorado's Peace Officer Standards and Training Board denied media requests for information about certified and decertified police officers, the decision has now been upheld by the courts. A judge ruled that the board is subject to the Colorado Criminal Justice Records Act and not the state's Open Records Act. The Criminal Justice Records Act collects and stores arrest and criminal records information when it revokes an officer's certification. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Regulation of artificial intelligence would be the focus of a new federal task force proposed by Senator Michael Bennet. The Colorado Democrat introduced the Assess AI Act on Friday. It would require a complete review of the federal government's existing AI policies, which vary widely. The cabinet-level group would also recommend new regulations and legislative action tied to the growing industry. Bennet says the country needs a much better AI roadmap in order to protect Americans' privacy and civil liberties. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Coming up next, it's The Takeaway. Stick around.